This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and in the 2 minutes it takes me to welcome you to the show today, a gun will be stolen somewhere in America. And that moment, the theft of a gun, has already come for many of you.
Hi, my name's Leanne. I'm calling from Olympia, Washington. My mom had about 20 guns stolen. An old friend of hers offered to take them and appraise them after my dad died. After he left the house, she never saw or heard from him again. She was so embarrassed about being scammed that she never reported it.
It's Forrest Barber. I'm calling from Fort Worth, Texas. I did have a firearm stolen from my vehicle about 2 years ago. I did report it to the police, and last year I was notified that the firearm was located now at a pawn shop here in Fort Worth.
Randall Westfall, I'm calling from Orville. I did have a .22 pistol stolen one time. Was pretty sure I knew who had done it, and when I called the sheriff's department to report it stolen, they were familiar with the individual and told me not to expect it to ever be recovered.
It is Jay from Anchorage, Alaska. My friend's pistol was stolen from his truck. He reported it to the police. It has not been recovered yet.
My name is Jeff from Orlando, Florida. Somebody stole my own gun a long time ago.
This is Chris from South Carolina. When the report was made of a stolen firearm, I was told it was more likely I'd never get it back and that the report was there mainly to protect me in case any crime was committed with it.
But it's only a matter of time. They'll find it.
I learned a lesson. Lock your guns up at all times.
Those guns are gone and they're out there somewhere in the world.
The stories are all different, but the numbers are staggering. At least 2 million guns stolen over the last 10 years, 237,000 stolen in 2016 alone. And those are just the thefts reported. Many more go unaccounted for altogether. These overwhelming numbers come from a year-long investigation by The Trace and NBC, looking at records from more than 1,000 state and local police departments. And they show that America is missing a key factor in our ongoing debate over buying guns and keeping guns. It's that in a country awash in nearly 300 million firearms, millions are taken from their lawful owners and used to promote violent crime. Brian Frescos is an investigative reporter for The Trace, and he led the investigation. Brian, welcome to The Takeaway.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, Brian, the number of guns stolen in America is staggering, according to what you found. 2 million in a decade, and that number could be as high as 3.5 million because it's probably underreported. What are the biggest findings from your investigation?
Well, what we found in regards to the statistics is that number has been on a sharp rise. And we think that that is because, one, there are just a lot more guns out there. Recent studies by Harvard and Northeastern universities estimate that there are about 270 million guns in circulation in the United States. That's about 70 million more than there were in the mid-1990s. So there are just more guns to steal, frankly. But then we also know that laws have an effect. Research has shown that people who carry their guns outside of the home, people who store them in their cars, are significantly more likely to experience gun theft. And we found that in a lot of states, lawmakers have made it easier to do both things. They have expanded the number of places where someone can carry a weapon. Sometimes they've, in about a dozen states, they've eliminated all licensing requirements altogether to carry a weapon. And what we saw when we looked at the city level statistics is that immediately after they changed these laws, there tended to be a sharp increase in the number of gun thefts in those places.
So there are two phenomena here, Brian. One is the sharp rise in gun thefts, which you've laid out. And then you have to make the connection to how those guns are getting onto crime scenes, how they're being used in violent crimes. How do you make that connection?
Well, what we did is we filed a ton of public records requests and ended up collecting data from about 1,000 police departments, a little bit more than 1,000 police departments. And what that data was, it was data on guns that had been reported stolen to the police department and then guns that had been recovered by the police department. And so we took all that data and put it into a big database and were able to make connections between the two. So we looked at the serial number and other identifying markings on the guns that had been reported stolen, and then we matched that to recovered guns, guns that had been recovered by the police department in connection to another crime. And what we found is that out of the 1,000 police departments that we looked at, they recovered about 23,000 guns, stolen guns, between 2010 and 2016. And those were recovered in connections to crimes ranging from a felon who got pulled over and had a gun in his glove box to robberies and assaults and even murders.
But how are these guns then making their way from the houses or the trucks or the businesses where they're stolen into the hands of criminals? Is it all just black market sales out of the backs of cars?
Yeah, well, that seems to be a sort of a blind spot, something that researchers don't know much about. There was a study out of Chicago that showed that most of the criminals who are using the guns are not the same ones who are stealing the guns. So we do think that once the guns are stolen, they're trading hands. They're being traded for drugs. They're being sold for money. But they're somehow switching hands in the black market before they're turning up at a crime scene.
But Brian, given the huge number of guns that you say are stolen, even 23,000 recovered by police between 2010 and 2016, I mean, the numbers here are staggering, and it's surprising that this isn't something more widely talked about. Is it something that police departments say is on their radar and that they've been worried about?
Yeah, it's something that's been on law enforcement's radar for a long time. The International Association of Chiefs of Police made it a priority this year to develop a program that police departments and sheriff's offices could use to sort of raise awareness and encourage people to store their guns safely. And so what they've done is they've come up with this public service announcement that they hope to air online and to generate some media attention that shows someone stealing a gun out of an unlocked car and then going on a robbery spree. What I've kind of noticed and what we kind of noticed at the Trace is that a lot of the national discussion seems to be focused on the theft of guns from gun stores and other licensed gun dealers. And that certainly is a problem, and it's been on a sharp rise. There's about 9,300 guns stolen from licensed dealers in 2016, which is a sharp rise over the year before. But that only accounts for a small fraction of the guns that are stolen every year from just everyday owners out of their cars and homes and things like that.
But Brian, 275 million guns in America, as many as 3.5 million stolen over a decade. Public service announcements are not going to do it here. Do we need much stiffer penalties for people who don't secure their guns?
Well, that's something that the public and lawmakers are going to have to debate. But what law enforcement officials and gun violence prevention advocates have been pushing for are more of what we call safe storage laws. These are laws that require gun owners to keep their guns locked in a safe or locked with a locking device of some kind. Right now, only about 4 states have those laws, and only one of those states, Massachusetts, requires guns to be kept under lock and key pretty much any time the gun owner isn't using them. The other states are California, New York, and Connecticut, and they only require that guns be locked under certain situations, like if the owner lives with a convicted felon or a domestic abuser. So that's one possible prescription. Another one that people have been pushing for is a requirement that gun owners report losses and thefts. So there was some research that came out recently that suggested that only about a quarter of gun thefts are never reported. And this is a problem for law enforcement because it helps them when people report their weapons stolen, it just helps them track them down and get them off the street and helps them file charges against the people who are caught with them.
But Brian, before we let you go, look, there's a reality here that I think you can't get around. If only 4 states in this country have locking laws, safe storage laws, and a quarter of all gun thefts are never reported, Thieves know that. They know that stealing a gun is a safe bet.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a huge problem. And I think what the irony here is that most people are buying guns to protect themselves. But what's happening when a gun is stolen is they're inadvertently arming the people that they're trying to protect themselves against. So then when that gun gets used in another crime, it sows the same fears that prompted people to arm themselves in the first place.
Brian Frescos, investigative reporter for The Trace. Brian, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.